As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun's rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Wednesday, October the 21st, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, lots of that, hard facts, certainly, and we'll even discuss some solutions today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America. And around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065, and of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Is that postal zip again? Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. And, of course, again, your calls are welcome. Sellers outnumber buyers, pushing the gold spot bullion prices below 1,050 in early trading. Market indicators are down across the board. The U.S. dollar index remains unchanged. We'll talk about all of that in a moment. Economics 101 continues, corporations, public finance, and a grab bag of topics and news. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Wednesday, October the 21st, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We found gold trading down $5.70 at $1,049 an ounce. Silver was off 14 cents at $17.34. Platinum lost $3, trading at $1,345 an ounce. And palladium off $3 as well, trading at $331 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market at that time, $1,047.40 for a low, $1,060.70 for a high. At $1,049, your gold would be up $266.30 year-to-year for a 34.01% return on your investment. Just before airtime, checked Bloomberg once again, found gold trading off $2.60 at $1,056. So we can see the losses that were occurring in the early morning trading have been reversed, and things are going up again. Let's go into this a little bit further. Look at that London gold fix. The boys in London this morning set the gold price at $1,053.50. We're trading above that now. In the Dow Jones yesterday, closed off 51 points at 10,041. The NASDAQ was off 13 at 2,163. The S&P, that standard no so very poor 500 index, off 7 at 1,091. Crude oil down 83 cents at $78.29 for one of those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. Folks, we'll be back right after this break. Stay with us. We'll continue this two-hour live broadcast.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet. turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-Panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, October the 21st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and finish out that market report for today. Again, we found gold trading down at $1,049 an ounce, or off $5.70 in early morning trading, but it has bounced back. Now it's $1,056. Off $2.60 after yesterday's high closing. But back into the market, we found crude oil off 83 cents. It's very high price for oil. Will it go higher? Most likely. But it's trading at 78.29 in early trading. The U.S. dollar index almost flat on the morning, up 1 basis point, trading at 75.51. Still a very low number for that USDX. Again, go back and take a look at theice.com. This is the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. This USDX apparently is one of their foreign products. They traded on their little marketplace out there. It's pretty much a casino. It's a crap game. But they say that it's, you know, tamper-proof. Well, yeah, maybe not. Let's look at how that rolls over into the Forex, the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian dollar this morning off 43 basis points, yet trades at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 43. Sounds like a kind of a funny number, up and down the same amount, up 43 basis points, yet still trades at 8 cents U.S. The euro off 19 basis points, but strong at $1.49 U.S. The British pound continues to move up another 123 basis points, trading at $1.66 U.S. And the Swiss franc, remains almost at parity with the U.S. dollar at 99 cents U.S. You want to go to Switzerland, you're going to have to just about go straight across dollar for dollar with the Swiss franc. In the bond market, interesting happenings there. The two-year bond has gone down. The yield on the two-year bond has gone down again. Now it's trading at 0.95%. The 10-year is at 3.39, and the 30-year bonds are selling for at the yield is 4.21%. We'll find out a little bit more about the bonds in a moment. Another interesting thing yesterday, as I mentioned, it looked like we might have hit a low, at least a temporary low in the mortgage markets. We're going back up now the other way. This is the first time since December that we've seen a move the opposite direction. The 15-year mortgage is trading, or the percentage there is 4.69, up from 4.65 a month ago. So it's moved up this 0.04. The 30-year, likewise, moving up at 5.23. from 5.16 a month ago. Is it going to continue to go back up now again? Are they going to continue to increase the mortgage rates, make it a little bit more expensive for you to buy a property or refinance? Possibly. We'll have to watch and see how that goes. Let's go over here. There's a couple of articles just to go through quickly. Found this one rather interesting on mineweb.com this morning. In India, even the post office sells gold coins, Swiss refined special coins and bars, as a cheaper option for holding gold jewelry as an investment. Indian consumers are being sold small gold coins and bars through major marketing campaigns by the banks and even by the India Post. The Post Office, all right, this is authored by Lawrence Williams, posted again on mineweb.com out of London. In a scheme which has now been running for a full year, the Indian Post Office has been a conduit for the sale of specially minted gold coins. The scheme appears to have been promulgated by the World Gold Council. Now, remember, the World Gold Council, SPDR Gold Trust, and all of that. We're creating demand here. We're supply and demand, sustaining demand, if you will. Anyway, this scheme, promulgated by the World Gold Council and was put out to tender by the India Post, with the contract won by Reliance Money Limited, a division of Reliance Capital, one of India's largest financial services companies. Don't imagine you'd be able to go to your post office and pick up any gold. As I mentioned, on the 16th, I went to the bank and asked the teller for my cash back, if you will, in lawful money, U.S. notes, silver certificates, gold or silver bullion. She had none, but in India, you can get gold at the post office. In an information document submitted to postmasters and the post offices selected to sell the gold coins, It says that the coins are being sold in popular denominations, namely 0.5 gram, 1 gram, 5 gram, and 8 gram of 24 karat, 99.99% pure gold. Its gold coins are minted by independent refiner Valcambi SA in Switzerland, and it has the benefits of internationally recognized certification, low risk of duplication, quality packaging, product standardization, numbering, assayer certificate, etc. The special coins carry the India Post logo and are this, in effect, equivalent to selling small gold bars. Small gold bars, very small, a half a gram. Gram. Grams, that's like hashish or cocaine or something. Anyway, gold. India Post points out that the Indian economy is one of the fastest growing economies of the world, with per capita income rising consistently. Of course, they have all of our telephone jobs. Purchasing of gold, it points out, is an age-old tradition and even religious, too. They have a faith that believes in gold. Reports suggested that the selling of gold through an outlet like the India Post has been very successful. It has concentrated on small denominations and has provided traditional buyers of gold jewelry for investment purposes with a cheaper alternative, as the fabrication premiums for the coins are far smaller than for jewelry. In this respect, India Post is competing with the Indian banks, many of which have similar gold sales schemes for their own specially minted gold coinage, mostly of coins specially produced by Swiss independent refiners Pamp or Valcambi. And you get the Swiss involved in this. The Bank of Baroda, for example, sells 24-carat 99.9% pure Swiss gold coins with assay certification and blah, blah, blah. The HDFC Bank is currently actively marketing its own small-sized mudra gold bars for investment purposes and even has a heart-shaped 2.5-gram version aimed at the Indian wedding market, and also rolled out ahead of Valentine's Day. It describes its mudra as a 24-carat, 99.99% pure gold bar that you can purchase for investment or gifting. Again, we're going into the banks, buying gold, going into the post offices, buying gold. Is that going to come to America soon? We'll see. Let's go into this a little bit further. The state-owned Bank of India is also marketing a range of gold coins. In this case, in 4-gram, 5-gram, 8-gram, 10-gram, 20-gram, and 50-gram, as with the HDFC Bank, the coins are being heavily marketed to the public. Gold continues to be one asset that appreciates steadily. Bank of India now offers pure gold coins imported from Switzerland, blah, 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 the same stuff. Most other Indian banks have similar schemes being pushed out to market small denomination coins and bars. Recent reports also suggest that the HDFC Bank is looking at selling silver, too, in a similar manner. Oh my. Well, so it's not only the Chinese state institutions which are promoting the sale of precious metals, folks. It's also in the Indian markets as well. So much for that piece of news. Be right back.
You heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
This is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
And returning once again, we're going to go back and look at a little bit of other material here. Lots of stuff on today's plate. We could just go on and on endlessly here for hours. And as a programming note, yes, you're right, Daryl Everhart won't be joining us this morning. It's a beautiful fall day in Pennsylvania, and he's going to take his Honda Shadow motorcycle and go ride and enjoy the beautiful scenery in Pennsylvania. I think it's a wonderful thing for him to do so. We'll have him back probably in a month or two, and we'll go through some more of these various missing gaps in history. But I think we'll just set that aside for a while. Everybody has had an opportunity. Certainly, if you haven't been following the Wednesday broadcast, we've covered several hundreds of years of history with Daryl, and we look forward to having him back again in the future. But we're going to stop that series as of last Wednesday. But anyway, I want to also bring to your mind, you know, we talk about it all the time, this multi-jurisdictional task force that are set up all over the country. There's a little bit that I want to share with you about that. Basically, it's the militarization of our police and our first responders. It's a very, I think, an egregious and an affront, if you will, on justice. But let's find out a little bit about task force right out of the dictionary. This out of the 1962 Webster's Collegiate reads this way: task force, a specially trained, self-contained military unit assigned a specific mission or a task, as the raiding of enemy shore installations. Now, you know, under Admiralty law, we're all floating around in the big, bobbing around in the sea, of course. And unless we come to land, we're under Admiralty law. And so that's the way that goes. But the idea of raiding enemy shore installations with a multi-jurisdictional task force is brought to a better understanding when we think about somebody's home, alleged or otherwise, being raided as a meth lab, you know, or something like that, or you're pulled over by a cruiser as you're on the roadway and your property is seized, you're stopped, and then if you have any dope in the car, or if you don't and they like the car, they'll plant a little dope maybe under the back seat and call in their buddies, the state patrol, and maybe somebody from the DEA, and have a multi-jurisdictional task force raiding an enemy shore installation. Of course, you know you're the enemy. We're the enemy. The government is preying upon us. We find that all the way back to the writings of Thomas Paine. But nevertheless, just again, a task force is a specially trained, self-contained military unit assigned a specific mission or task, as the raiding of enemy shore installations. Go down and look at the word task. Give you another little bit more of this. Originally, the word task was a tax. A tax. A tax on the people. A tax. T-A-X. It's a piece of work. Aren't they pieces of work? But it's a piece of work assigned to or demanded of a person. A piece of work assigned to your local policing departments or demanded of a person. Any undertaking or piece of work. What's an undertaker? That's an enterpriser. What's an enterpriser? An entrepreneur. An entrepreneur can be loosely translated as an undertaker. That's a business transaction. Again, it was originally to tax, to assign a task to require or demand a piece of work of, to burden, to strain, or to overtax. Interesting concept, a task force. Let's go to the encyclopedia quickly on the same issue. Small, short article reads this way. Task force, this is out of the World Book Encyclopedia, Field Enterprises, published back in 1968. A task force is a temporary grouping of military units under a single commander. You ever wondered why they wear those black BDUs? All bloused up there in their shiny black boots? A task force coming in the middle of the night with their ninja suits. A task force. It is set up to perform a specific mission or operation, like busting somebody's farm. The three military branches of the armed forces often use task forces. Very, very military. This is multi-jurisdictional, all-hazard mitigation task forces, the Joint Terrorism Task Forces being deployed on the streets of America. When a task force contains units from more than one service, it is called a joint task force, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, the JTTF. Again, when a task force contains units from more than one service, it is called a joint task force. In the Navy, a task force is a major subdivision of a fleet. It usually contains a variety of ships, some of them chosen for the specific task and others picked to provide security for the force as a whole. In the Air Force and Army, a task force may contain one or several types of units, large or small, depending on the mission it is set up to accomplish. An Army task force usually takes its name from the last name of its commander. Just thought I'd throw that out for your consideration. What is a task force? We hear about these task forces being deployed against the people all the time. Very, very militaristic. And people are concerned that we might be coming under martial law. Well, anyway, locally, local news. County gets a shipment of the H1N1 vaccine by Linda Carlisle. This out of our local newspaper here, the Barry County Advertiser, her front page. Barry County Health Department has received a shipment of the H1N1 flu mist spray vaccine. Barry County Health Department Administrator Kathleen King said that they've received 200 doses. More should be here at the end of October or the first part of November. Of course, the flu season will be over by then. This vaccine is earmarked. Again, this is the mist. This is the live virus, I think. This vaccine is earmarked for health care providers. Wonder how many will line up for that. Child care providers, people that are in day care centers or Montessori schools or any of the Christian schools around here, and children attending child care and emergency services personnel. Children attending child care. This is that K1, K2 perhaps. The little flu mist right up their nostrils. Here, honey, have this. This type of vaccine is for non-pregnant, healthy 2 through 49-year-olds. Contact the health department for more information. Well, we'll see more about that. Let's go into this one. Again, local news, Missouri-related news. Anybody out in Missouri listening, we do have micros that are picking up the broadcast here in Missouri. Important property rights meeting, October the 22nd at 7 o'clock p.m., the Hayloft Restaurant in Mountain Grove, Missouri. Again, that's October the 22nd, 7 o'clock p.m. Property Rights Congress is meeting at the Hayloft Restaurant in Mountain Grove, Missouri. This is an important meeting for all who value the right to use the property they bought and paid for and pay taxes on. There is a boundary dispute involving landowners neighboring a Douglas County property which had been given to the Department of Conservation. One of the landowners involved will attend Thursday's meeting and give us an update. After having their gift surveyed, the Missouri Department of Conservation has told the landowner she can no longer use the land inside the new survey stakes, land considered formerly to be part of the property she and her husband owned. And it goes on from there. But again, the Hayloft Restaurant in Mountain Grove, Missouri, October the 22nd at 7 o'clock be on time. Here's another one. I'm going to talk a little bit about bonds today. We're going to talk about corporations and things like that. We're just about out of time on this particular segment. We'll pick up more of this on the other side. Got to just get started. This is off Bloomberg News, new news for today. The Dubai World may sell bonds to repay maturing Sukuk, bankers say. We're going to talk about bonds, talk about corporations. Of course, we've talked about Dubai Ports World in the past. We'll find out how the English and the Rothschilds are up to the neck in this one. Be right back, right after these words from our sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time, impervious to bacteria and mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, before we go back to this Dubai Ports World article, I skipped something I wanted to throw in here into today's broadcast. I've been mentioning this, and I pulled it out of my old encyclopedias the other day, and I wanted to, it's been on my desk, I want to get it off my desk today, certainly into your ears. But this is out of the Funk and Wagnall Standard Reference Encyclopedia. This set of encyclopedias really a treasure to me, originally published and copyright in 1956, it looks like, maybe 1950, no, 1931, my, there just keeps running right back. But I've got the 1961 edition in front of me open on my desk. This is an article about Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 1882 to 1945. It starts out as the American statesman and the 32nd degree president. Oh, well, yeah, probably 32nd degree, but no, he was the 32nd president of the United States. Notable, it says here, as the in history, as the leader of the American people during one of the most critical periods in their history. Of course, he was a card-carrying commie. Nevertheless, he was born in Hyde Park, Dutchess County, New York, a cousin of Theodore Roosevelt. Everybody knows the Bull Moose Party, right, Teddy? Well, they're cousins. All right, not getting too far from the tree here. Whose niece, in other words, Teddy Roosevelt's niece, Anna Eleanor Roosevelt, he married in 1905. Interbreeding, you know, we've heard about this stuff before. He was educated at Harvard and the Columbia University Law School. It doesn't really bode well for him. After 3 years in the practice of law, lawyer, Roosevelt entered politics in 1910. That was the year the Jekyll Island Convention was held, when he became a delegate to the New York State Democratic Convention. Well, it goes on. In the Senate, he became a senator. In the Senate, that was a state senator. In the Senate, he became the leader of an insurgent bloc. The insurgents, the radicals, or insurgents. An insurgent bloc. Who are the insurgents? Politicians, politics. An insurgent bloc of Democrats which opposed the policies and the spokesmen of Tammany Hall. See the Tammany Society. And if you haven't seen the Tammany Society, you might want to look it up. But he was elected in 1912. In that year, too, he was member of a Democratic National Convention in which he supported the nominating of Woodrow Wilson for president. Following his inauguration in 1913, Wilson appointed Roosevelt Assistant Secretary of the Navy. You see how this little incestuous nest just goes round and round, doesn't it? A post which was the latter filled with conspicuous success during the two terms of Wilson's administration. At the Democratic National Convention of 1912, Roosevelt supported the candidacy of Governor Alfred E. Smith, not Alfred E. Newman, but Alfred E. Smith of New York, for the presidential nomination, and after the latter's defeat, was himself chosen to be the vice presidential candidate and running mate of James M. Cox, then the governor of Ohio. Cox and Roosevelt were defeated in the presidential election which followed. And then it just continues. I'm going to drop down to the important part here. No president, the authors here state, except Lincoln, had confronted so critical a situation at the time of his inauguration. We've spoken about that with Darrell in the past. Declaring boldly, this is Roosevelt, in his inaugural address that, quote, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself," close quote, and, quote, "The nation calls for action, and action now," close quote. It's the rest of that quotation. "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. The nation calls for action, and action now." Roosevelt addressed himself to the task, we studied that word, of instituting a quote-unquote New Deal for the United States. Now, if you haven't been following this Copenhagen, coming up conference in Copenhagen in December, it's just 50 days away, and they're talking about a New Deal in Copenhagen. But let's continue. From Congress, then overwhelmingly Democratic, he asked broad executive powers. Now, here's the quote I want you to remember. Quote, "As great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe," close quote. All right? So he's asking for power as broad, and it's executive power, as great as that which would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe. This is going to war on terror again. All right? "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." A war on fear. You know what happens when we have a war declared on something. But he was asking for powers as great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe. Congress complied. And there followed a series of presidentially initiated or sponsored enactments collectively designated as the New Deal and directed toward the achievement of three principal ends: immediate relief of the destitute, economic recovery, and permanent social reforms. Well, that's a mouthful. Hope you enjoyed that. Now, before we go back to Dubai Ports World, there's another one that I've had here on my desk I wanted to share with you. There is another philosopher out there, a German. His name was not Rahm Emanuel, but Immanuel Kant. And he was born in 1724, lived until 1804. Now, it sounds so very much like Comte that Comte is often, when I'm talking on air, confused between the two completely different people. One is a French philosopher and the beginner, the founder of the science called sociology. That's Isidore Auguste Marie François Xavier Comte, or Comte, and then Immanuel Kant, the German philosopher born in Königsberg. Kant's philosophy is very interesting. If you've never read his Critique of Pure Reason, I could recommend it to you. It's a very interesting read, to be sure. But one of the things that Kant is remembered for is his categorical imperative. And it goes like this. The categorical imperative is the basis of morality and was stated by Kant in these words. Here's the quote. Act as if the maxim of your action were to become through your will a general natural law. Act as if the maxim of your action were to become through your will a general natural law. We can ask, well, why have government? What do we need governments for? Last night, Lee Rogers was talking about it a little bit. Why don't we just all get along? You know, as Rodney King said, why can't we just get along? Well, part of the problem is that we are not all at the same place, let's say, in our journey, our discovery. Some people are very widely separated mentally, I guess, is trying to find some nice way of saying it. I know a lot of very common people, and they're wonderful to be around. But they're not necessarily at the same level, let's say, as a Harvard professor of understanding of the world. And so not everybody acts the same way. But here would be something that could be done if all were to act as if the maxim of their actions were to become through their will a general natural law. But that's going to take a considerable jump in the mindset of the people, and we will be continuously fighting the media in all of that, in the public education system, and all of the entertainments, the beer, the bread, the circuses, and all of that, all work to demoralize or make the people immoral in a country. So there's that categorical imperative. You might look it up. You know, probably could browse it up. Just type in categorical imperative Kant, and you should probably get something jumping right out of Wikipedia or someplace else. Now, let's go back to this Dubai world. May sell bonds to repay maturing sukuk, bankers say. October the 21st, New News, Arif Sharif is the author. Dubai world. Now, how many people remember all the hubbub about having the towel heads controlling the security of our ports in America? And everyone went crazy about that. It was all over the web. All of the various and sundry different talk hosts at the time made a huge deal out of this, even though the Brits had been running security on our ports for a long time, and Dubai Ports World is an enormous corporation. But anyway, Dubai World, not quite the same as Dubai Ports World, very, very close, though. Dubai World, the state-owned holding company grappling with $40 billion of debt, may be able to sell bonds to repay their loans. We're going to talk about bonds on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% 20% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
Of course, our call-in number remains and always remains 866-841-1065. If you weigh in on any of these topics, you're certainly welcome to call in today. Again, back to this article, Dubai World may sell bonds to repay the maturing sukuk, bankers say. Again, Dubai World, the state-owned holding company grappling with $40 billion of debt, may be able to sell bonds to repay loans, including a $3.5 billion Islamic bond due at the year's end, two bankers familiar with the group's plan said. The man behind the curtain said. Experts say. Anyway, some of the money needed to settle the Islamic bond, or sukuk, or of Dubai World's real estate unit, Nakheel PJSC, may be raised from a bond sale and rest from local lenders, said the bankers, who declined to be identified because nothing has been decided yet. Some of Nakheel's Middle Eastern bondholders may accept an offer to extend the bond's maturity, they said. Not so much that I want you to understand or everything you want to need to know about Dubai and Dubai World, but it is very important that we get it to wrap our minds around this concept of bonds, especially when it has to do with state-owned holding companies and things like that. Market sentiment, here continuing from the article, has improved a lot, said Abdul Qadir Hussein, chief executive officer of the Mashreq Capital, a Dubai-based fund management firm. Dubai will still, quote, not only have to be plenty transparent about how the sukuk will be refinanced, but also want what their strategy is to tackle the Emirates' entire debt situation, close quote, he said. Now, UAE Dubai, of course, UAE, the United Arab Emirates, is a country. What is an emirate, and how many emirates are there? There are seven emirs. They're like sheikhs. And these seven emirs are what is, I guess it would be the way to say, what is, qu'est-ce que c'est, what is it that it is to be an emir? What is it that it is to be Dubai? What is it that it is to be the UAE, the United Arab Emirates? They're united together, these seven. There's a little crescent of fertile sand that is right on the on the Gulf there, the Arabian, no, what is it? Oh, my. I'll get it in a moment. It lies, come on, Will, the Gulf. Anyway, and north of them is Doha, and another place, Qatar, you've heard about all of that. It's in the Persian Gulf, okay? The Persian Gulf. And there's a little crescent of very fertile soil right along the shore, the southwestern shore of the Persian Gulf, running from memory here, that makes up the land that is held by the United Arab Emirates, these emirs. And one of their developments there is International City. We'll talk about that in a moment. But then we've also been hearing about this competition, if you will, between Dubai and Qatar, as each are vying for developing the most desirable place to live on the Persian Gulf. In addition to that, there's the Golden Triangle between London, New York City, and Dubai. There's a Dubai trading market there that's instrumental in all of this and very important for us to understand as well. So these guys are major players, and they're not broke. They're looking for more money, but they're bringing in some pretty deep pockets to go with them. Again, dropping down a little further, I hope that made sense. The cost of protecting against a default on Dubai's bonds for 5 years has fallen 70% from a two-year high in February, ranking it between Lithuania and Lebanon. Data compiled by Bloomberg shows. Ranking it between Lithuania and Lebanon. A successful repayment of Islamic bond on which investors were concerned Nakheel may default after a slump in property prices will make it easier for banks to reschedule $12 billion of Dubai World's debt that mature during the next 3 years, the bankers said. Now, of course, we could go in and we could look at Crescent Corporation, you know, the Crescent on their flags, you know, the Crescent, Crescent Corporation, another one of these things that was bought up here in the United States, a couple of different forms of these Crescent Corporations. Largely, they are commercial property holdings that are going into the red in the country. This is happening all around. Of course, in that one, Barclays Capital is coming in to buy out the original investors there. Dropping down further, a $20 billion rescue fund. The decision to sell bonds will hinge in part on how much money Nakheel gets from a $20 billion rescue fund the government is raising, the bankers said. Both the fund and Dubai World's creditors are seeking more disclosure on the company's business plan, cash flow projections, and its strategy to repay the debt, they said. Creditors haven't yet reached consensus on giving Dubai World more time to repay the loans, they added. Dubai will probably complete raising the second $10 billion for the support fund to help state-owned companies through the credit crisis by the end of next month, Mohammed Alabar, a member of Dubai's executive council, said. Dropping down a little further here, credit default swaps tied to Dubai's bonds or the cost to protect against default have fallen to 288 basis points from 976 basis points on February 17th, according to CMA Data Vision Prices. Quote, the government of Dubai is likely to be able to generate some demand from institutional investors in this region and internationally, said Chavan Bogadeta, the head of credit research at National Bank of Abu Dhabi, PJSC. Quote, the key will be how much demand exists and at what price. Remember, we've been talking about demand and supply. Again, critical factor here is demand. Then they've got an investors roadshow going. Dubai World Advisors, Alex Partners LLP, Deutsche Bank AG, and the N.M. Rothschilds and Sons Limited have drawn up alternative plans to repay the Sukuk, depending on whether Dubai's fund agrees to provide Nakheel with between $1 billion and $2 billion this year, the bankers said. And the article continues. See if I can come down here and find this one other thing in here. Let's see if I can find it. Yes, here we are. Dubai World said October the 15th it expects to save more than $800 million in 3 years after completing a reorganization and cutting of 12,000 jobs. The Dubai government-owned company controls DP World Limited, the world's fourth biggest port operator, developer Nakheel PJSC, which is building palm tree-shaped islands off the Emirates coast, as well as Economic Zones World, an operator of business parks like Jebel Ali Free Zone. Well, there's a lot to this. But again, go back to this building palm tree-shaped islands off the Emirates coast. Look up on your browser, International City, and get an idea. When I first came across International City, you could buy a condominium, kind of a studio condo, for $65,000 US, and you'd be able to have front row seats on the Strait of Hormuz, looking out as the American and other warships toot along back and forth into the and out of the Persian Gulf. It's the choke point in the Gulf, and it's very close to Iran, so it's just separated by a short little strait there. It's the Strait of Hormuz. Anywho, there's a lot going on over there. These people are not broke. There are other players in this world, and as you can see, even Deutsche Bank and the N.M. Rothschilds and Son are moving into position to bring in money to bail them out. What's it all about? In order to understand that, we need to understand this. Again, we've been talking about this Economics 101. We're doing. I am reading through an economics textbook that was prepared for the first round of education at colleges all across America. This is called Principles of Economics. Again, it was published back in 1953 by D.C. Heath and Company. And in this, there's lots of very interesting information to glean out of it to help to understand economics. But what I find most interesting so far is that it's giving us a snapshot, really, post-World War II, prior, really, the Vietnam War era, and prior the overthrow, the coup d'etat of the United States of America. This was back in 1953, and I had a 1952 Chevrolet five-window pickup truck. That was when men were men, women were women, and the truck still ran fine. We'll be all right back after this top-of-the-hour break. Stay with us back in a couple of minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. they want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, October the 21st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And yes, indeed, my name is William Roberts. Always plenty of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each day. In the first hour, we went through a variety of news articles and some various and sundry definitions and discussions out of encyclopedias and dictionaries, as is my wont to do. But we're going to go a little bit now into a textbook study, if you will, picking up some more understanding of just what is economics, what is the whole idea, the science of economics, what's it all about. We'll start here, the enterpriser. What is an enterpriser? An enterprisers or an enterpriser or enterprisers are person or persons who combine land, labor, and capital in order to produce goods are known as enterprisers, according to the authors here of this textbook. But notice land, labor, and capital here used in precisely the same order as was used by Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, you know, when he wrote The Wealth of Nations back in 1776. They're not going to talk too much about Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations in this book, at least they haven't so far in the first 170 pages where they can find this taken from them. But anyway, again, what is an enterpriser? It's a person or persons who combines land, labor, and capital in order to produce goods that they are then known as enterprisers. They are the promoters or the operators as well as owners of the business. Hence, they assume the risk of the business. You see, we're still using common sense in the 50s. They assume the risks of the business. If it fails, they will lose financially. If it prospers, they will gain. So at the peak of Lehman Brothers' financial profits and gains, we, the people of the United States, were not being subsidized by Lehman Brothers. When the other banks and AIG were at the top of their game, they weren't paying dividends to we, the people of the United States of America, but unfortunately, eschewing the wisdom, even in this 1950s Economics 101 textbook, we now believe falsely that businesses can be too big to fail. It says again here, if it fails, they, the enterprisers, will lose financially. They assume the risks of the business. Continuing, if no one stood ready to assume the risk of combining land, labor, and capital for the purpose of production, it is quite clear that fewer goods would be produced. Consequently, fewer wants would be met, always balancing these goods and wants again. And that was the transition from needs to wants, by the way, from that rugged individualism, those settlers that settled and pioneered this country, living from need to need. We transitioned in the machine age into want, even want that is generated by media, public relations, propaganda campaigns, Edward Bernays and others. There can be no doubt that an enterpriser under these conditions is a valuable factor in production. That's what we need right now. Some new enterprisers coming on board. It is sometimes believed that management of a business is the same thing as ownership. This is not necessarily true, the authors write. A manager of a large industrial concern may earn a salary of $200,000 a year. You see, it was possible even in 1950s. And why wouldn't they be able to earn that kind of a salary? And what possible concern could it be of the government to limit their salary? But again, the author says he's not an enterpriser unless he is also at least in part an owner of the business. Well, we'll pick it up right there, right after this break. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so we have returned once again. We're talking about an enterpriser, a person who combines land, labor, and capital in order to produce goods. Trying to find out a little bit about them. Who are they, really? Why is it significant? Why should we know this? And again, back into this text, it says it is sometimes, reiterating, believed that the management of a business is the same thing as ownership. And the author's right, this is not necessarily true. A manager of a large industrial concerns, environmental and developmental concerns, you see, at this time, they still hadn't obfuscated the use of the term concern. A concern has always been known as corporations, businesses. It's not your hanky-wringing, worrying about the poor little polar bears doing the backstroke in the Arctic Ocean from iceberg to iceberg. No. Environmental and developmental concerns are the big boys like Siemens and others, Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, Khaki and others. Environmental and developmental concerns like Monsanto. A manager of a large industrial concern may earn a salary of $200,000 a year, but he is not an enterpriser unless he is also, at least in part, an owner of the business. Enterprisers promote or begin businesses which they own, although they may not be the sole owners. They may also operate the business. Another name for an enterpriser is entrepreneur, a French word meaning literally undertaker. That is, one who undertakes a project. There is an all-out war raging all around the world by the specter of collectivism to destroy out of memory and existence the middle class. The middle class is not that journeyman, teamster, or lathe operator, or carpenter that's making $50,000 to $70,000 a year. It's not the stockbroker on Wall Street, necessarily. The middle class that is under attack are these very interesting people known as enterprisers and entrepreneurs. These are they who combine land, labor, and capital in order to produce goods. These are the people that are under attack. Why? Because they produce jobs. They keep you employed. But they also themselves rise up as the DuPonts and others and become, and Carnegies, you know, Morgans, Rockefellers, and become competition for that age-old Illuminati black nobility of Europe and England and the Rothschilds banking industries. They become captains of industry, antagonistically, really, arrayed against the captains of finance, reaching for that brass ring of power. If you're denominating your annual income in dollars per hour, you're part of the working class. You're the serfs on the field, not the middle class. There's a lot of confusion about that these days. But when these enterprisers come together, what they're basically doing is combining land, labor, and capital to produce a utility. And as it continues here in the discussion, unfortunately, enterprisers sometimes use bad judgment when they combine these factors of production. In such instances, production is inefficient. If an enterpriser wants to carry on efficient production, he must combine land, labor, and capital in the right proportions. The authors write that a chocolate cake is made by combining several ingredients or factors. In order to bake a cake that is pleasing to our taste, the cook must combine the several ingredients in the right proportions. Too much sugar, salt, or flour will spoil the product. In like manner, it is the task of every enterpriser to use just the right amounts of land, labor, and capital in producing goods to satisfy human wants. And then follows a discussion on the law of diminishing returns, which we'll save for another discussion at another time. It then goes on in the next chapter, chapter 11, curiously enough, titled Organizing and Financing Business for Production, chapter 11. That's bankruptcy. But it says organizing a business firm consists in adopting a method or a form under which the firm will operate. As we already know, the four factors of production are land, labor, capital, and enterprise. You see, we're adding the enterpriser into this mix. They're combined in certain proportions for the production of finished articles for trade. The entrepreneur or enterpriser, again, is the person who decides on the form of business organization he will adopt. And if we go back to the founding of this country, when the founders were drafting out the Constitution, they were generally deciding upon the form of business organization that they would adopt. And there's three chief forms of business organization: the individual proprietorship, the partnership and the corporation, and the authors then go on to discuss each of these three. We're going to focus today on the corporation. A corporation, the authors write, is an association of individuals vested with the capacity to sue and be sued, to make contracts, to own property, and to perform other acts like a single individual. Much the way our nation is organized today, and all of these various and sundry agencies are organized today, just as businesses are organized. A corporation is owned by its stockholders, who in turn elect representatives to promote and direct the operations of the firm. A corporation is owned by whom? By the stockholders, we the people, who in turn elect representatives to promote the direct and direct the operations of the firm. Our representatives in our state legislators, our representatives in our state senates and federal also. Also the county commissions, and so on and so forth. You with me? Elect representatives. I'm trying to draw out the similarities here so we can see this properly. These representatives are called a board of directors. The board of directors normally appoints its own members to the key top management positions, such as the presidency, the vice presidency, and the offices of secretary and treasurer. The very same thing happens in the established two-party political system, which are also corporations. These representatives, again, are called the board of directors, but in the political parties, it's the state committee, the Republican National Committee, or the Democratic National Committee, etc. And then they appoint or elect their own members to the key top positions. And they also appoint those that will serve as President of the United States, the Vice Presidency, the offices of Secretary of State and the Treasury, etc., etc. Just run it on out. So there's this corporation, the U.S. Incorporated. Just think of it along that line and we'll be better off. In the early years of our country, the corporation was chartered either by an act of Congress or by a special act of the legislatures of the state in which incorporation occurred, going back to the business model. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. Your calls are welcome today, 866-841-1065.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today.
The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned once again. We find gold tops $1,060.50 here at this time of the morning on Bloomberg. Just glanced over there looking at the bond rates. They're around $100 a pop. So just keep that in mind. Of course, we talked about Dubai World may sell bonds to repay maturing Sukuk, the bankers say. And we found the Rothschilds waiting anxiously to get involved with that. Let's find out a little bit more about it. Again, the two-year bond is running at 0.95%, less than 1% today. But again, it talks about the early years of our country. The corporation was chartered. Remember the Magna Charta? Hmm? The corporation was chartered. Remember the Virginia Company, Pennsylvania, New York, Nuevo York, the Dutch there. Or by a special act of the legislature, the corporation was chartered either by an act of Congress or by a special act of the legislature of the state in which it incorporation occurred. Today, the author's right, all states have incorporation laws under which any group of persons wishing to form a corporation may, by satisfying the regulations of the law, receive a charter from the state. Such charters give official recognition of a corporation as a true legal person. Such a person is, of course, a fictitious one, just like the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are legal, true legal persons and operating under fictitious names. But in the eyes of the law, the corporation has the full privileges of a private individual. Some states require at least three persons to organize a corporation. Other states require five. Most states require that a certain proportion of the incorporators must be American citizens. And also that a certain proportion of them must be residents of the state in which incorporation takes place. The charter will normally specify the total asset value of the corporation and the amount of capital stock to be issued and will delineate the activities in which the organization is to engage. If you look at the bylaws for the established two-party political system, you'll see that they very carefully make a statement as to what they're going to do and what they can do. And then, of course, the state laws, the election laws, condition that even further. They also publish a platform like a mission statement. One of the chief advantages of the corporation is the large amount of capital that may be secured from hundreds of thousands of stockholders. You just take the words right out and throw them around, turn them, twist them around, put them back in again, and say one of the chief advantages of United States Incorporated is the large amount of capital that may be secured from the millions of the people. Same exact concept. Some corporations have tremendous numbers of stockholders. American Telephone and Telegraph, that would be AT&T, It is reported has more than 1 million stockholders. That number today is far higher. United States Steel, that would be Carnegie, has approximately 250,000 stockholders. It is evident that from such large numbers of people, vast accumulations of savings may be brought to bear on one business activity. We've heard over and over in the news over the last year how the people in the United States aren't saving enough money. We need to have a vaster accumulation of savings that may be brought to bear on business activities, you see. For this reason, corporations are particularly useful in manufacturing, where large investments in machinery, building, and other facilities are necessary. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closing off 51 yesterday at 10,041, etc. Dropping down further in the discussion, a second advantage of the corporation is the limited liability of the stockholders. That's right, limited liability of the stockholders, we the people, limited liability. Each stockholder is generally liable in the payment of the debt only for the amount he has invested in his stock. Figure that one out. What is your share of the debt today? Limited liability. The stockholder cannot be assessed additional amounts. You see why they keep that little U.S. debt clock ticking so that everyone knows their share of the debt. You can't be held accountable for anything more than your personal share of the debt. Exceptions to this rule are in banking, where holders of stock in some state banks are liable to double liability, which means they can be sued or assessed for double the amount of the value of the stock they own. Some banks, double liability. Why are we bailing them out? Holders of stock in some state banks? Double liability? The plot thickens. A third advantage of the corporation lies in its length of life. A corporation, while it can be incorporated for a specific period of years, is usually incorporated for perpetuity. Omniscient, omnipotent, and everlasting. Even though stockholders die, their stock representing part ownership passes on to their heirs. Stockholders may sell their stock to other people without any permission from other stockholders. You see people selling out all the time, selling out their company, selling out their country, selling out their neighbors, the babushka squads. In this way, the ownership of stock changes hand, but the corporation continues to exist. A fourth advantage has already been intimated. This lies in the ease of the transfer of ownership. People who wish to withdraw from a corporation may do so by merely selling their stock. You sell your soul. Other people wishing to participate in the corporation may do so merely by purchasing the stock. The ease of transfer makes for wider acceptance of the corporation on the part of the public. Among the disadvantages of the corporation is first, the separation of ownership and control. Do you feel somewhat separated in this political system that we have between we, the owners, and those who control, the separation of ownership and control? Large corporation with tens or perhaps hundreds of thousands, or in our case, millions of stockholders, are not managed by the vote of the stockholder, but as has already been explained, by representatives of the stockholder. Since the stock may in some cases be extremely widely dispersed, with no one individual holding more than a tiny fraction of the total voting stock, a few individuals commanding no more than 3 or 4% of the stock may control the elections to the board of directors, 4,000 members of the Council on Foreign Relations, fewer than that on the Trilateral Commission, and indeed may perpetuate themselves in management positions intergenerationally from one Roosevelt to another, from one Bush or Prescott to another. In effect, this results in management by a few individuals to the exclusion of others. Through the device of proxy vote, managers may secure by written permission the right to vote the stock of other individuals. How much does it cost to buy a congressman today? A second disadvantage is that the corporations, particularly large corporations, are subject to considerable government supervision and control. This has been a stumbling block that's been eliminated. We'll find out how. By their very size, the corporations attract the attention of the public, which demands action on the part of the government for alleged transgressions that might be completely overlooked in the case of a small concern. Enter the Internet. The Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, and in some cases, the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, Federal Reserve Banking Board of Governors, are some of the agencies requiring reports on occasion from corporations. Too bad we can't get them to report on the Federal Reserve banking system. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
Always remembering those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
In returning once again to our discussion of corporations, kind of making a parallel between the Corporation Inc., USA, and our political parties, the established two-party political system, also fictitious legal persons, fictitious names, legal persons hiding behind fictitious names, established in law, the election laws of your state, all of that. make this mistake about right versus left, how foolish that is. Going back in and understanding a little bit more about the corporations. Third, it says here, the authors, the corporation is legally limited to activity in the states in which it is incorporated. You've seen Delaware, corporate Delaware, so many times. Or in which it has paid incorporation fees and secured permission to operate. So you can understand why you would have a Missouri GOP, the Grand Ole Party of Missouri, and the one for Arkansas, and one for Kansas, Dorothy, and one for Idaho, etc. It's because each of these established two-party political system state committees incorporated in each of the states are legally limited to activity in the states in which they are incorporated. Individual proprietorships and partnerships can operate throughout the country at will. The special tax treatment of corporations is considered by some a disadvantage and by others an advantage. Corporations are required to pay a federal corporate income tax upon their net income. The individual stockholders also pay federal individual income taxes on the dividends they receive from the corporations, and since the dividends have already been taxed once, it is charged that this is double taxation. It's important to understand, though, that a controlling owner of a corporation may vote to declare only the amount of dividends that he needs in daily living, while the rest of the net income is retained in the corporation ostensibly for expansion or for contingencies or for setting up the power and influence of foundations and establishing the concept of grants and grants in aid. Let's talk about financing the corporation. This is going to get us closer to an understanding of the bonds and the stocks. It is evident that the financing of the corporation poses a completely different set of problems from those raised by financing the individual proprietorship or the partnership, which were discussed earlier, not by me, but in this text. The latter two forms of business enterprise are financed directly by the owners. The corporation, on the other hand, while a legal person in the eyes of the law, possesses no funds of itself. The federal government is broke. Well, they got to spend their budget annually. They've got to come up with zero every year, right? Indeed, it owes its existence to a charter. It's a GD piece of paper called the Constitution, remember, the charter there. The funds must come in one of or both of two ways. They can be borrowed from people by floating bond issues. The bondholders then become creditors of the corporation. The second method is by floating stock issues. Either common or preferred stock is sold to the people. These people become owners. You see the difference between floating bond issues and floating stock issues. The stockholders are the owners. The bond holders are the creditors. And so when the Chinese come in and buy considerable quantity in the billions of bond, they become the creditor. When we, the people, buy shares of stock in the system, we become the owners. We still own the country, but we're not the creditors. Let's see how that plays out. In the accounts of the corporation, the common stock and the preferred stock will be included under a heading capital stock, land, labor, and capital stock, which in turn is included in the section called net worth, GDP, or gross national income, which indicates ownership. Bonds, on the other hand, represent debt, not ownership. They are included under liabilities, since they consist of amounts of money owed to people who are not owners. The Chinese do not own the United States. The Israelis may feel that they own the United States, perhaps, but do they? Who's holding the bonds? Who is the creditor and who is the owner? Common stock. Common stock is a certificate showing evidence of ownership in a given corporation. What is our common stock? that shows evidence of ownership in our given corporation. It may or may not have a face value called par value. It sells for whatever it can bring on the open market, the USDX today, running somewhere in the neighborhood of 75.51. The U.S. dollar, does that show evidence of ownership? Again, there may be a great range in values of common stock, $1 bills, $100 bills. Some stocks sell for $1 per share, while other common stocks may sell for as much as more than $100 per share. See any similarities in all of this? The price of common stock is really determined by demand and supply. Demand and supply. We've been reading and sharing from this article, Demand and Supply, published in an encyclopedia contemporary with this textbook. Not supply and demand as it's been turned around in today's usage, but alphabetically correct, demand and supply, it was called and talked about in these days. Again, the price of common stock is really determined by demand and supply in the stock exchange. And this U.S. dollar index trades on the Intercontinental Exchange, down up a little bit this morning, at 75.51. It's the demand and supply for U.S. dollars, trading in a stock exchange. But demand and supply are influenced by the real asset value of the buildings and equipment and tools that the corporation owns, and also by the profit-earning ability of the corporation. Think about all of the asset values of the buildings and the equipment and the tools that the U.S. Inc. owns, and also by the profit-earning ability of the corporation. How much does it collect in taxes annually? What is that gross domestic product? What is the gross national income? Profits to earnings ratios here. Dividends are paid on common stock at a rate stipulated as so many cents per share. The dividends may be paid quarterly, semi-annually, or annually. Barry the Usurper is going to send out some dividends to all of those that are going to be denied their cola. Coca-Cola. Well, have some Coke and no cola. How's that? A little powder for your nose. And no money in your pocket. The board of directors, which has been elected by the stockholders, declares the dividends. Who's the board of directors? Who's declaring the dividends? For example, GE declared a dividend yesterday of $2.36 for the current quarter, including that $2.36 was paid for each share of stock for that particular quarter. Usually, common stock carries the right to vote at stockholder meetings. Again, going back and using the model of the political parties, you don't have a voice in your county committee. You don't have a voice in your state committee or your congressional district committees because you're not part of the corporation. You're not part of your GOP or your Democratic Party because you have never been elected. Only county committee men and county committee women out from all of the various precincts across America are included in that list. But nevertheless, again, common stock is the most risky of corporate securities in that the owners of such stock are considered the residual equity holders. We're the residual equity holders. This means that upon the failure or the dissolution of a corporation, the failure or the dissolution of America, the bondholders, who are the creditors, are paid off first. Second are the preferred stockholders. They're usually paid off, and usually is the key operator there. And then, if sufficient funds remain, the claims of the common stockholders will be paid. Well, our creditors are holding trillions. And then there are the preferred stockholders. That might be the Federal Reserve Banking Group and the transnational corporations. And then, and only then, if there are sufficient funds left, would you get paid off. You're the common stock. Like cows, cattle in the field. Okay? So continuing, on the other hand, common stock has the advantage of receiving high dividends in prosperous times. We the people prosper in the roaring 20s. We really bring it in big time, don't we? We have the advantage of receiving high dividends in prosperous times, since bonds and preferred stock carry a specified interest and dividend payment respectively, where the common stock does not. So they have to kind of remain in the background during the boom cycles, and then they come out like wolves during the bust cycle and take it all home. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now they're bleaching breads to look like multigrain, so you have the brown.
Get your ugly white ass out.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
And we return trying to draw a parallel here between and getting a little better understanding of the organization and structure of corporations and corporate USA. Also our corporate political system, the established two-party political system in all of this. But again, common stock as a residual claimant receives all the rest of the dividends. This is on dissolution, of course. Common stock. You know, you're the commoners. We're the commoners, right? Common stock. Residual claimant. In other words, we get whatever's left over. After everybody's else eaten off the table, we get the crumbs and the juice, right? Common stock fluctuates in quick response to the changing business conditions. Think of this in terms of money. During inflationary periods, the price of the common stock rises with the price level. This would be perhaps the land, labor, and the capital, or perhaps also just the goods. The price of the common stock rises with the price level, or in many cases faster than the price level, and the dividends grow large. You get a lot out of these periods of boom. During deflationary periods, however, the value of the common stock declines and indeed may pay no dividends whatsoever. No COLA, no adjustments for the cost of living. For those on fixed incomes, they'll get a little bonus check and a pat on the head. Wipe the nose, send them outside to play. During several years in the Depression of the 1930s, many common stockholders received no dividends, and people were jumping out of the windows of buildings. This is about preferred stock, just quickly. Preferred stock is preferred in that upon dissolution of a company, it usually has a claim preceding that of the common stock. Now, you know as well as I do that Jorge Bush is whisked off to Paraguay someplace. He has preferred stock in the company. He has lifetime medical care, lifetime security, and a whopping amount of money to deal with. Enjoy. Likewise, in all of the senators and the Congress whores, they're all like that. They have preferred stock in the company. All the heads of the corporations, they all have preferred stock in the company. All the entrepreneurs have preferred stock. They're not the common stockholders. Anyway, continues back to this idea of preferred stock. Further, dividends, which are normally stated in a given percent, like a 6% preferred stock, are paid to preferred stockholders before there is any distribution of the dividends to common stockholders. So you can see that they get their preferred stock because it's limited in its return on the investment. But it can be converted. It can be converted to common stock if they desire. In years during which no dividends whatsoever can be paid, some preferred stock, which is cumulative, accumulates the unpaid dividends. And so they just set it back year by year until they desire to take their payment out. Preferred stock, stock shares. Normally, however, preferred stock does not carry the voting privilege. Some preferred stocks do possess a quality called participation privileges, public-private partnerships. This means that after the preferred stock has been paid, and after a certain amount has been paid to common stockholders, such as an 8% dividend, the preferred stock shares equally with the common stock in any further distributions. Well, let's cover bonds quickly. Bonds are different. Bonds are evidences of debt. All of the bonds that are sold, billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of bonds. Today the bonds rates are 2-year is 0.95, the 10 is at 3.39, the 30 is at 4.21, and they run about $100 a pop, apparently, to buy a bond. Billions of dollars worth of bonds. The holders of the bonds are creditors of the corporation and therefore have first claim against the corporation for payment of interest and also for distribution of assets upon dissolution. There are several kinds of bonds. Mortgage bonds are typical mortgages such as are held against a house, i.e. the real physical property is pledged to a certain amount for a certain loan. Like the Mississippi River Valley, or perhaps the state of Colorado. It is normally considered the most desirable kind of a bond to buy. It's been collateralized. Then there's collateral trust bonds, may be sold if a corporation owns stock in other corporations, like we own a little bit of Mexican's pie, and we own a little bit of Canada's pie, and so on and so forth. Collateral trust bonds, sovereign wealth funds, perhaps. A debenture bond is one for which no specific backing is made. Thus, the corporation floats debenture bonds merely upon the general reputation of the company. We heard about that with Dubai World. May sell bonds to repay the maturing Sukuk bankers, say. Sometimes very weak companies, some companies that have a very good credit and profit record can float debenture bonds without bothering to borrow money through mortgage bonds. Sometimes very weak companies, which have no more property to pledge for flotation of mortgage bonds, will issue debenture bonds. Sometimes very weak companies, like the U.S. of A. today. No more property to pledge for the flotation of mortgage bonds, issue debenture bonds, and sell them to the public in the hope that people will buy them, merely on the strength of the company's future possibilities, the full faith and credit of the United States of America. Bondholders, of course, do not participate in the management of the firm, since they are creditors, not owners. The Chinese do not participate in the management of the firm, since they're the creditors, not the owners. Bonds draw no share in dividends, but bear a stipulated rate of interest such as 6%. We've given you that this morning. That then into 50s, 6%. This morning, a two-year bond at 0.95%. Bonds are always sold at a stated face value, such as $1,000. Got some $100 bonds listed this morning on Bloomberg. Such a bond at 6% would receive $60 interest payment per year. Any failure to pay this interest payment could result in court action to recover the money loaned, an appeal perhaps made to the international court. Normally, the bonds are for a certain period of time, such as 10 years or 20 years, and require full payment upon maturity. This is the problem that they're having in Dubai. They have to pay full payment upon maturity, and so they're looking for other ways to float more loans to cover the bonds they can't repay. Borrowing more money to make payments on their debt. This is the classic Keynesian economics that we've talked about so often. Since the corporation would have to save up the money to pay back the principal of the amount of the loan at maturity, corporations set up accounts for the amortization of the indebtedness, which are called reserves for bond retirement. If a $1,000 bond is due in 10 years, or if trillions of dollars are due soon, the company, besides paying 6% per year, would set aside in its reserve for bond retirement $1,000 per year out of its income, and then at the end of the 10 years, it could pay off the bond. Are we dividing the trillions and trillions loaned into existence by a certain number of years and setting aside a reserve of more of these fiat dollars in a reserve for bond retirement account? I haven't noticed it anywhere in the news. Have you? And then it goes on and it continues. Talks about the New York Stock Exchange and others. Provides some very interesting insight from the 50s. Back to our idea here of the established two-party political system and how absolutely imperative it is for us to abolish this system at the soonest possible opportunity and get out from underneath this phony obfuscatory system of representative by middlemen and lex mercatario, the law merchant. Anyway, this article off Bloomberg: Republicans look to a farmer from Frog Jump to retake the U.S. House. Oh, yeah. Retake Congress, right? Stephen Fincher, a gospel-singing farmer, has never lived outside of Frog Jump, Tennessee. He hasn't even visited Washington, D.C. Now he wants to work there. His profile? A political neophyte with deep roots in his town of fewer than 400 people is emerging as a prototype for the kind of Republican candidate that his party is mobilizing in an effort to regain control of Congress next year. In background and temperament, Fincher fits his district, 2 hours north of Memphis, which is currently represented by Democrat John Tanner. It's a formula that worked for the Democrats in 2006, who under the leadership of then-Representative Rahm Emanuel, regained control of the House of Representatives for the first time since 1994. Well, it's a lengthy article, no doubt about it, but it gives you an idea once again that these guys are going all out to put the Republicans back in majority. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. It's insanity, folks. I'll be back again tomorrow with Vicki Davis. Till then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free.
Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.